You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702. Open line.
Well, one thing on my mind, thank you for asking, is, of course, the decriminalization of homosexuality in Botswana. I think it is excellent news. It means that I can now go to Gaborone and I can shag a man without being a criminal. Isn't that awesome? Hey, aren't you happy for me? I can now do that. I can have sex with another man in Botswana without being deemed a criminal in the eyes of a state. Oh, sit down, you straight people. You're never criminals when you have sex, unless it's non-consensual or violent sex or something really egregious. But just think about it. Think about the absolute horror of consensual sexual behavior behind closed doors. You're not harming anyone, and yet the state deems you to be engaging in criminal activity. I mean, it's absolute madness. All of these penal codes where you have these anti-sodomy laws that are un-African laws, because those laws were imported here with colonialists that came to the continent, by the way. So here's the big irony. Many of you hate Britain, and yet many of you defend some of these laws. These laws came with colonial powers like Britain, who came to this continent. So there's nothing African about these laws on many of the statute books around the continent. So we've got these homophobic colonial era statutes that criminalize same-sex love, and they just don't make sense. They don't make moral sense. They don't make legal sense at all. And certainly they do not make sense in terms of taking human rights, and in particular the rights to equality, dignity, as seriously as we ought to do. So I think it is absolutely fabulous. There's something really off color about a society that deems two human beings that are in private having consensual sexual relations somehow engaging in something that state deems to be an unlawful activity, something that goes, quote unquote, against the natural order, whatever the hell that means. I don't know who decides it, because there's lots of things that happens in the rest of the animal kingdom that you and I don't necessarily take our cue from. So we can decide as human beings what behavior is permissible, what is not permissible. That's exactly why you've got consciousness, why you've got speech, and why you have the ability to think critically. So don't even tell me what happens in the rest of the animal kingdom. Doesn't matter. When it comes to morality and to decent laws on our statute books, use your head and ask yourself, what is a good law, what is a bad law, and let's strike out the ones that are bad laws. And that's besides the fact that there is, by the way, for your interest, in case it comes up at a pub quiz, there is homosexual activity among some animals, by the way, like bonobos, for example, probably the most famous example. But kudos to the judiciary in Botswana. It took them long enough, but we'll take victories wherever we can get it. And I think it's fabulous. No two adults engaging in consensual sex should be deemed to be committing a crime. There have been at least two countries, and I won't tell you which ones in case I get denied a visa, where I have had sex with another man consensually. It was fabulous sex, darling. Thanks for asking. But I probably would be deemed a criminal if the moral police had to open the door, unless they were in the closet and it was after nine and maybe they would have asked, please, to join us. But in those two countries, one was on the continent and one was in Asia, I was engaging in consensual sexual activity, which in the eyes of the law of that particular country would have had me seen thrown into jail. It is complete and utter madness. There are more important things to put people in jail for than the mere fact that they are guilty of love in the first degree. So to all my LGBTI comrades, friends, maybe even a Bentenyana in Botswana, you are now free. You can all come out. But I want to say this to straight people and to straight allies, but also homophobes. The judgment in Botswana isn't just good for the queer community. It's actually good for everyone. And the reason it's good for everyone is that when people are oppressed, we are all collectively indicted as humanity. So I don't like the reports that say, both locally and internationally, that this ruling yesterday is an important ruling for the queer community. That is not untrue. But the more subtle, but at the same time, the more obvious at the same time, way to read this ruling is to say that this ruling is good for everyone, including straight people. Because a straight couple having sex tonight should not feel sharp and cool and awesome about being able to engage in consensual activity without being chucked in jail, knowing that next door, you've got Xolani and Sipho, who are having consensual sex, but in the eyes of the law of your country, they are deemed to be criminal. In other words, even straight couples should rejoice that they can now actually freely have consensual sexual activity without feeling guilty that there's unnecessary oppression going on. So when we reduce oppression, all of us win, queer people and straight people. So to celebrate that judgment, how about the Weather Girls? It's raining men in Botswana.
Girl. Uh-huh. And have we got news for you?
You better listen.